I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. We're in the middle of Remembrance of the Daleks. It's taking me forever, but I'm enjoying every minute of it. Like, it's chockers with crazy references, and we keep getting interrupted by David Tennant. Anyway, we've just had Parliament of the Daleks in space having a full-on committee meeting to decide that the Emperor needs to know stuff because that they've found the Hand of Omega in the cafe, which is where everyone hangs out because it's the one set that they've built. In the cafe, Group Captain Gilmore is frustrated that he's got nothing to do, and he takes it out on Rachel. And he's like, you were hired to be our scientific advisor, which is kind of meant to be a reference, I guess, to the Third Doctor being the scientific advisor for UNIT. Like, I kind of like the references in this. They're just kind of like sly little, like, we'll just say scientific advisor. Anyone who's a deep nerd knows what that means. Anyone else, it's not really interrupting the flow of the episode. It's just like, oh yeah, it's a thing. That obviously she's been brought in for this. Rachel says, you know, she was drafted and she's not happy that a space vagrant has come to tell her that all her research has been superseded by a bunch of tin-plated pepper pots. Oh my God. Dialogue is delightful. And she's like, we're relying on the doctor because he knows what's going on. And the only one that knows what's going on. And he's sitting a few seats away and wiggling his ears. You know, there's like a vestigial muscle that some people can utilize. I can do it. It's barely noticeable. If anything, all I can do is make my sunglasses go up and down when I'm wearing them. But yeah, I can wiggle my ears a tiny little bit. But yeah, it's kind of like a vestigial muscle from, you know, like dogs have to move their ears around to pick up sounds because they're kind of directional. And we used to also have directional hearing, but we've evolved that the holes in the sides of our heads just pick up everything now. And, you know, our brain kind of processes what's meant to be loud, what's meant to be quiet, all that kind of thing. But yeah, if you're slightly Neanderthal like myself, if you see my eyebrow, it's just one big fat one. But some people have like those vestigial things, like a little tail. No. Anyway, the creepy blonde schoolgirl with the suspicious Alice band skips into the cemetery. I don't know why the Alice band is suspicious. It just looks suspicious. I don't know what. I'm always suspicious of an Alice band. I'm like, what is she doing? What's she hiding under there? Just more hair. So she's got a total Midwich Cuckoo's vibe, this girl. Like, it's but she's alone. Like, Midwich Cuckoo's, obviously there was lots of kids all looking the same, and you know, they've only got one here, but she's still mega creepy, I guess, because she just keeps turning up in places. It's like, why is she there? She's always there. The creepy music that they have going along with her is no good as well. Like, it's just a great big signal going, this girl is creepy. It's like, pling, 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 pling. Anyway, Ratcliffe's men are digging up the casket, the Hand of Omega, and Ratcliffe asks the little girl what she's staring at, and she just looks at the sky, and he follows her gaze upwards, and that's the end of that. It's all very creepy. Creepy little girls. It's, you know, it's I don't know if anyone's watched it or read the book, but again, creepy kids with balloons, creepy balloons. It's just like childhood stuff is creepy. In the sky, on the spaceship that they're obviously looking up at, the Daleks are announcing that the Emperor is on the bridge, and then a Dalek comes on with a massive dome head that's kind of reminiscent of the comic book Daleks from the 60s. So when Daleks were at the height of their popularity, when they were massively, you know, huge in the 60s, when there were the movies out, there were heaps of Dalek toys. Like, it was like Dalek Mania was, you know, concurrent with Beatlemania, and it was just like a crazy thing that was going on. Kids all wanted to be Daleks back in the day, running around screaming, shooting each other. But there were comic books. There were two Doctor Who comic books. There was a comic with the Doctor in it, and then there was a separate comic with Daleks in it. Beautiful, fully painted artwork. Like, it is amazing. And like, they were, I think they were on the back page of, was it TV21 comic? They've been reprinted heaps since. I think you can, like, there was another one just came out recently from Panini, who sandwiches, print the Doctor Who magazine. It is. It's a sandwich, isn't it? Like, Panini's like a bunch of sandwiches. Anyway, the Doctor Who comics with the Daleks in them had, you know, this original history of the Daleks, which of course was then rewritten on the television in Genesis of the Daleks by Terry Nation, who paid no heed to what went on in the comics. But in the comics, the Emperor Dalek had a big giant bubble head and like a little tiny eye. You know, and also I think that the Emperor Dalek in that Daleks exclamation mark YouTube series, which was delightful and stupid, that was out for the Time Lord Victorious era, that Emperor Dalek had like a big bubble head as well with the little eye. This bubble headed Dalek, because he's, you know, the Emperor of these Imperial Daleks, the white ones with the gold bumps, the etheric beam locators. So he's one of those. He doesn't have the eye stalk on top of his big round head, but he's got like a hexagonal little window thing that a light goes in. But yeah, it's a big bubble headed Dalek. It's very exciting. Anyway, Emperor on the bridge. Again, another just cute little reference to the history of Doctor Who. If you're a fierce nerd who's really into this stuff, you're like, oh my god, it's just like the comic book one. But if you're watching it, it's just like, oh yeah, that must be the Emperor Dalek. They just said who he was, and that's as much as you need to know. It's still entertaining without all of this extra business. See, this is like, if you're going to do fan service, just have it be just a little thing that happens in the background, and it doesn't really, you don't have to have watched everything, you don't have to have read all these comic books. Like, it gives it a bit of extra frisson, a little bit of extra zhuzh, but it doesn't, you know, detract from anyone who's watching this without having watched all these thousands of other episodes. And I think the Remembrance of the Daleks does this really well. Anyway, the Emperor Dalek comes up in the Dalek elevator and screams, "Report!" Apparently, he gets told that the transmat's busted, but they've found the Omega device and they're sending a shuttle. And apparently, renegade Dalek agents have the Hand of Omega. And the Emperor says, "We will seize it from them." And then in the graveyard, Ratcliffe asks the little girl if she doesn't have somewhere else to be. Get out! In the cafe, the Doctor asks Gilmore to set up a base at the school. And so he tells Mike to do it. Love this. We're just delegating in a circle. And then he orders Rachel and Allison to come with him. Allison mocks him by using German. and tells Rachel she wishes Bernard was here. And Rachel says, oh, no, the British Rocket Group have got their own problems. Oh, my God. See, this is another crazy little reference. So Bernard would, I guess, mean Bernard Quatermass. Because the Quatermass stories took place in the British Rocket Group. Like, this is either just like a fun little reference or for people who know Quatermass and who like, oh, cool, like, who's Bernard? Because, you know, in the story, we never really find out who Bernard is. That's never really mentioned after this. It's just like, oh, where's Bernard? But, you know, they obviously don't have the rights to the whole thing. So it's just kind of like a vague reference. Or does it mean that Quatermass and Doctor Who inhabit the same universe? Which would be problematic because Nigel Neal, who created the Quatermass stories, did absolutely not like Doctor Who. Apparently he was asked to write for it and he was like, no. But yeah, so it was like most of them have been lost. There's a couple that still exist. They were done they were in like the 50s, like late 50s, early 60s before Doctor Who. And probably done live to tape. There was like, they did do a live version of one for the BBC, possibly on the 50th anniversary or something, where I think, was it David Tennant playing Quatermass? Am I imagining things? There are a couple of movies with Peter Cushing. Also, the image of the Fendal, which is a Tom Baker story, has a very kind of Quatermassy feel. This is just fun little references for people who catch them. I'm probably missing a whole bunch of references as well. Like, this is so packed in. It's only the things I remember. Anyway, we will dig into more of these things as they appear in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.